golden days of the mill.
Every village needs a wise old woman. And here, in Gumford on the Floof, it's me. Tia McGee, or Auntie McGee as they likes to call me. Folks come to me with their problems.
Auntie McGee, you've got to help. The dead have risen from their graves.
We've tried everything, but they won't go back. They're wandering the streets, blocking traffic.
Hush! Challenge them to a game of pinochle. Tell them if they lose, they have to go back to the earth.
But what if they win?
The dead are terrible card players. If you lose, it's your own damn fault. Now get.
Thanks, Auntie!
Auntie McGee, the animals!
What about them?
They've been coupling each with the other.
And having youngins.
My sheep and my duck have a litter of woolly feathered shucks and deeps.
Well, gather those sexually adventurous beasts together, look them right in the eye, and tell them that they ought to be fierce ashamed of themselves, that what they're doing is dirty and disgusting. Ooh, a good scolding will set them straight. Now get.
Thanks, Auntie.
Tia, Auntie McGee.
What is it this time?
The tide rolled out this morning and hasn't come back in. It was due hours ago and there's no sign of it.
Ooh, sounds like the moon is up to her old tricks. I'll take care of it. Now get along. Well,
thanks, Auntie.
I'll just give the moon a quick phone call and...
Auntie McGee?
Grace, dear child, you startled me.
I have a problem.
And I have business hours, 10 to 6, unless there is an urgency.
I think there is an urgency.
Well, come on in then. What's the sitch?
Tonight, around supper time, I was alone. Mother and father were still at the mill. There was a knock at the door.
Did you answer it?
I...
How old are you?
16.
Girl your age should know a knock spells trouble. Wolves knock.
Hello, Grace.
It was Mr. Stations.
The social studies teacher at the high school.
Good evening, Mr. Stations.
I want you to give me a haircut.
Why?
It's grown down to my eyes. It's too long.
I meant, why me?
Your sister Shelley, she's over at the vocational school studying hairdressing, isn't she?
She is at the Votech, but she's studying car repair, wants to be a mechanic.
Doesn't matter. I brought my own scissors.
I can see that, but I don't cut hair.
My hair has very little curl. It's a little wavy on the sides, but it should be a simple task. Won't take long.
Oh, child! What did you do next?
I had heard talk about around the village about Mr. Stations. It never stops at just a haircut, does it? And I don't want to end up 16 and pregnant, so I used his scissors. And pierced his heart. He died with a leer on his lips.
Yes. First thing we must deal with is his body.
I cut him up and put the bits in a baby buggy. It's parked out front.
I'll hide the corpse where they won't ever find it.
Where is that?
In plain sight. But that's the easy part. He has gone and turned you into a monster.
What? I killed him before he touched me.
Yes. And you feel no remorse.
Not a bit. I suppose I am a monster, aren't I?
Sorry, love. Well, Let's get to it. You're a monster. Time to start looking like one. Monsters are quite often green. Oh, you had such a nice complexion. Shame, really?
Oh, that tickles a bit.
There, and oh, you're much too short.
Beg your pardon?
For a monster. Oh, 7 feet. Oh, that's right. Now, we'll swap your dainty hands for nice, sharp claws. A couple of horns. A tail or no tail?
In for a penny, in for a pound. Bring on the tail.
Oh, now you're a right proper monster.
What now? What do I do? Can't go back to high school looking like this.
Yes. Well, you'll need a good monster job. Do you fancy guarding a bridge?
That sounds a little dull.
Would you like to hide under the beds of children?
I'm not very good with kids.
I can't say as I blame you.
Is haunting an option?
Oh, that's ghosts, dearie. You'll want a thing more marauding than haunting.
Can it involve attacking?
Your claws aren't for cutting bread.
What about a lover's kiss? Will that change me back?
A lover's kiss is its own reward, and I encourage them, but it won't turn you back into a human.
I was planning on college. I'm guessing that's not going to happen.
Yes, dear, out of the question. But not because you're a monster, but because it's so blinkin' expensive these days.
Could I menace an opera house?
An opera house gig or anything arts-related? That's a tough position to land. Monsters who get those tend to hang on to them for life.
Pity that.
Oh, how about a Walmart? They're always in need of a monster.
Retail? That just feels like settling.
Oh, young people, you're just too good for... Look, do you want to just go off and make your own way?
Yeah, probably the best option. When I woke up this morning, this is not where I expected to be.
That's life for you. But more important, one final bit of business. I've got to hand off narrator duties.
But you've been doing such a good job at it.
Yes, but I'm not going with you, love. Give it a whirl. Start with, and so...
And so I left the old woman and made my way off into the world.
Brilliant!
I walked and I walked. I don't know for how long, but at least 20 or 30 minutes. I spied a pool of water and took a moment to gaze at my reflection. Oh, much worse than I expected, but still very much me.
Hello.
Oh, you startled me.
I'm sorry, didn't mean to.
Shouldn't you be frightened of me?
Why? Because you're a monster?
Yeah.
Well, as a rule, monsters don't tend to be scared of other monsters.
Oh, look at your scaly self. You're a monster, too.
Yes, I can breathe fire. But I'm not a dragon.
I'm Grace.
Hello, Grace. They call me Ignitz.
Oh, Ignitz. I'm terribly new at being a monster. Don't quite know what to do with myself.
Oh, it's not so hard. I usually wake up, drink tea, write my dream journal for about an hour or two, and then I like to find a small village or maybe a park and ride, and then I run around making a lot of noise, scaring the dickens out of folks, breaking shit, that sort of thing.
Do people ever get hurt?
Well, people get hurt all the time, with or without monsters causing a ruckus.
Do you ever hurt people on purpose?
When I'm running around making a lot of noise, a lot of things happen. I don't mean to happen, but that's just me being me.
I guess there's a lot about being a monster I don't understand.
Understanding is overrated. You don't gotta understand everything. If we had to understand everything before doing anything, we'd never leave the house. Not that monsters live in houses. We don't. We don't live in houses.
Oh, I don't think I've ever stayed outside all night long.
So you've never seen the moon or stars?
No. I have seen the moon and I have seen the stars, just never after about 10 o'clock.
So you've never seen it when they clean the moon?
I was pretty sure he'd made that up, about cleaning the moon.
I did not.
Oh, sorry, I thought I was doing my narrator voice.
Nope, you said it right out loud.
Monsters can't own a house or stay in a motel?
Motels need credit cards. Monsters can't have credit cards.
Why?
We don't pay our bills.
Yeah, why would we? We're monsters.
Some monsters like to bite. Oh. If you wanted to bite me, it'd be okay.
I'm worried that if I started biting you, I might not stop.
That would be okay. I've been a monster for a long time. It's kind of played itself out. I'm ready to give being a ghost a try.
Monsters turn into ghosts when they die?
Well, technically a ghoul, but it's pretty much the same thing, except ghouls are louder and in color instead of black and white.
Can I start with your toes?
You want to bite my toes?
Like nobody's business.
Go for it!
And so I began to eat my new friend's toes. And I was alone again.
Tweet.
Hello, little bird.
Hello, monster.
Aren't you afraid of me?
Why do you think I'm way up here, perched out of reach of your nasty teeth?
I think I like you, bird. I mean, I don't know how much affection a monster is truly capable of, but my meager stash of felicity I give to you.
I've come to help you with your predicament.
I didn't know I had a predicament.
Word on the street is that you've been a little adrift since your metamorphosis. You lack purpose. You're looking for something to do.
Yeah, that's it in a nutshell.
Well, I'm here to tell you, it looks like there is an opening on Team Eumenides.
What? The Eumenides? Wait, are you saying that I could be a fury? A primordial creature of vengeance and violent retribution?
Yeah! And given your experience, maybe you could specialize in guys who mess with dames. You game?
These claws weren't meant for slicing bread. But, I mean, do you think that there would be enough to do? Like, would there be steady work?
Oh, honey, you'll never go hungry.
Oh, I'm excited.
Me too.